G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to episode 29 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And as always, make sure you check out operatoredge.com/selection for everything that you need to help you prepare for selection, assuming you want to go down that pathway. So today's episode is titled Selection is Voluntary. And really, this is a huge point that is often overlooked, the fact that selection is voluntary. Why? Because there's not really many things in the military that are voluntary, all right? Once you join, they pretty much own you and have to, you have to do what you're told. Outside of, basic training, I think there's probably up to about halfway through basic training, you can decide to leave the military if you decide it's not for you, which, that happens to a lot of people. But outside of that, if you're actually at your unit and you're told to don't go bush for 3 weeks and you're out there, if once it gets really shit, and it often does, you can't just say this is bollocks. I've had enough. I'm going home. All right, you just can't do that. You can't do that out bush. You can't do that on a deployment. You can't really do that anywhere in the military. All right. However, selection is voluntary. Selection, you can absolutely do that on selection. Anytime you've had enough, you can simply leave. End X. Game over. Stop. Rest. And regret, because that's exactly what will happen if you go on selection and you decide you want off. You'll regret it straight away. But the fact is that selection is voluntary and that you can leave at any time really is a way out for a lot of candidates. And hypothetically, if I was to get a random infantry section, reserves, full-time, whatever, guys that were pretty fit and I knew they were pretty fit, and I said to them, look, fellas, we're going to go out bush. It's going to go for 3 weeks. It's going to be fucking hard. But after it, we'll get on the piss and we'll have fun. All right? We've got to work hard for the next 3 weeks. And I basically took them to a selection, but I didn't tell them. All right? So they didn't have an option to quit. Now, obviously, that's a hypothetical situation. But I'll tell you what, I bet you a hell of a lot more people would finish that. Like the percentage of that infantry section that would finish would be a lot higher than what is currently happening on selection, if I didn't give them a way out and it wasn't voluntary. And that's why selection, or that's one element that really gets a lot of people. And I don't think people think about that enough, all right? The fact that it is voluntary. And the reason I'm telling you this isn't so you can somehow fake your way around it, all right? Because really, special operations, we want candidates who want to be there. All right, so if you want off selection, then obviously you're not ready, all right? You're not ready at that time to get through selection. Maybe you never will be, all right? Maybe you'll never will be ready for special operations. But why I'm telling you this, why I'm talking about this today is that if you know wholeheartedly that SF, special forces or special operations, is what you really want, then you must have everything in your life in order before you rock up to selection. Because if you don't, selection has a very powerful way of bringing to your attention that everything isn't in order and that maybe SF isn't the right option for you right now. And there may be some, or there's definitely some legitimate reasons for this, which I'm certainly not dismissing. People don't have their house in order and some things are holding them back and it's probably not the right time for them to attempt selection. So when they do, that's pulling the strings in their head and they can't concentrate on selection and they quit. So there's some valid reasons there. I'm not saying that it's all bullshit. What I'm saying is that for those very, very valid reasons, you have to have it in order, all right? You must put everything in your life in order so there is no excuse on selection because there is no excuse on selection. Special operations need and want candidates whose primary purpose right there and then is to get through selection, then move on to Rio and get badged and serve in the unit, right? So make sure everything in your life is good to go and your only focus will be passing selection. It has to be. Otherwise, you'll potentially find a way out, okay? And one last point, consider this. If you are on selection and you want out because of insert reason, whatever that may be, what you want to actually do is finish selection first, all right? Finish selection and then make a decision on your future, right? If you really had to, right? So it just say you finished selection and you passed and you're selected to continue on to the reinforcement cycle. If you really had to and circumstances in your life dictated that you absolutely had to, you could defer Rio until the following year, all right? I know a couple of guys that have done this. They had to do it for very valid reasons, all right? And it's certainly not ideal, all right? And the unit would certainly much rather you go straight on to completing Rio. However, if your situation determined it, you could push Rio back, all right? So now you know that, there's really no excuse for pulling off selection, right? And I mention this because every single year I talk to guys that withdraw from selection for various reasons external to the military, i.e. family, relationships, kids, etc. And again, they are absolutely valid fucking reasons to pull off, all right, if you haven't got those sorted. But like I just said, if you turn to selection, you might as well finish. You should finish because then you can determine what you do after that, all right? You could then go back and sort out anything that you need to and then come back and do Rio, either that year or the following year, okay? So just to summarize, one, make sure you abso-fucking-lutely want to do selection. Two, get your house or your life in order before you turn up to selection. And three, if all else fails and some external influence is putting pressure on you to quit selection, just finish selection first and then make a decision about moving on to Rio. You've trained for selection for a long time. You really want it. You've worked fucking hard for it. If you start selection, finish it. And that's it for this quick, direct episode of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. If you have any questions, make sure you reach out. Go to operatoredge.com/selection. You'll find a number of resources there, including the course I have called Indefatigable, which helps people prepare for selection. Or you can just send me an email, reese@operatoredge.com. Hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.